I still say you go to the police and tell them you be between job a little while.
Yeah, and maybe I be between job about 50 year. I ain't seen no people screaming for unskilled color cats. Ooh-wee. Somebody like that lead bastard know plenty police. Otherwise, that bee drinker knockout drop cat house be closed down long ago. I ain't taking no chance going to no lead friend in the police and saying, hey man, I just be vagrant a little while. He say, okay boy, you be serving just a little while too. Whoa!
Well, how the sabotage coming along?
Pretty poor. Lee make me work overtime on the floor the other day. She see the crap getting a little thicker, so pretty soon a poor, stupid customer be up to their ankle in dust. Shit. I told you I wrote an address on one of her orphan package, so if she's still distributing for the United Farm, maybe we be getting some answer on that. I sure like to see what that address bringing in. Maybe it'll be bringing in the police. Whoa!
It's pretty clear you're not getting nowhere. Go talk to the police, man. They understand your story.
I scared of the police, Watson. Ooh-wee! You'd be scared, too, if you was just standing in Woolsworth and some police dragged you off. Especially when Lee probably going around the world with half the police on the force. Whoa!
Joan sent up what looked like a cloud, a radioactive one which gradually sent some fallout down onto the bar and the cooler filled with pickled meat.
Say, whatever happened to that dumb mother was in here that day? The one working for Levy Pant? You ever seen him around again?
The man talking about demonstrating?
Yeah, the cat got him that fat white freak for a leader. The one telling them poor color peoples they're supposed to drop a nuclear bomb on top their factory, kill themselves, and get what's left of their ass thrown in jail.
I ain't seen him since.
Shit. I'd like to find out where that fat freak hiding out. Maybe I call up Levy Pant and ask for him. I'd like to drop him into Night of Joy like a nuclear bomb. Seem like he the kind make that Lee mother shit in her jaw. Whoa! If I gonna be a doorman, I gonna be the most sabotaging doorman ever got at a plantation. Ooh-wee! The cotton field be burned to the ground before I'm through.
Watch out, Jones. Don't be getting yourself in no trouble.
Whoa!
Ignatius was beginning to feel worse and worse. His valve seemed to be glued, and no amount of bouncing was opening it. Great belches ripped out of the gas pockets of his stomach and tore through his digestive tract. Some escaped noisily. Others, weaning belches, lodged in his chest and caused massive heartburn. The physical cause for this health decline was, he knew, the too strenuous consuming of Paradise products. But there were other, subtler reasons. His mother was becoming increasingly bold and overtly antagonistic. It was becoming impossible to control her. Perhaps she had joined some fringe group of the far right wing that was making her belligerent and hostile. At any rate, she certainly had been carrying on a witch hunt in the Brown kitchen recently, asking him all sorts of questions concerning his political philosophy, which was strange. His mother had always been notably apolitical, voting only for candidates who seemed to have been kind to their mothers.